This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Sound Science, Emory immunologist Guido Silvestri discusses a fundamental, complex question yet to be answered. Why does HIV cause AIDS? Guido Silvestri.
The first cases of AIDS were described about 30 years ago, and we still don't know exactly how this virus results in the slowly progressive destruction of the immune system.
So Silvestri and his colleagues are looking for answers using a method called comparative AIDS research.
We make comparison between humans that, when infected with HIV, will develop AIDS, and other species of primates, particularly non-human primates from Africa, that are infected with viruses that are called SIV, which stands for the simian immunodeficiency virus.
Although SIV is very similar to HIV in terms of genetic and molecular structure, once infected with this virus, the old world monkey, the sooty mangabey, does not get sick.
It's a major mystery in AIDS research because these animals have virus replication that remains active in their body as long as they're alive. So really, it's not just the infection and the virus replicating that will kill you. There's something more that happens.
One thing that happens is an increased level of inflammation in humans infected with HIV and in SIV-infected macaques.
When the humans or macaques are infected, they seem to mount a very strong and persistent inflammatory response to the virus. And we think that over a long period of time, this inflammatory response becomes a negative factor, becomes something that contributes to destroying the immune system.
The other thing that happens is that the type of cells that are infected by the viruses differs. With SIV, infection occurs in cells that are more expendable.
Not all the cells of the immune system are equally important. There are some cells that you need to keep for a long time in order to maintain your immune system working, and there are some cells that can be disposed of relatively quickly. So if you push the virus into the cells that are disposed quickly, you can let him sort of have a niche to replicate without creating too much harm.
Silvestri says it's the combination of a tempered inflammatory response and compartmentalizing the virus that's at the core of the equilibrium that monkeys with SIV have reached. It's this equilibrium that's changing the way some researchers are now looking at AIDS.
Now, a lot of us think that we don't need to find the strongest response, but we need to find the most precise, pinpointed, you know, almost like intelligent strike type of response. So a lot of vaccines, all you need to do is to mount a strong, you know, vigorous immune response against the pathogen, because most pathogens won't target the immune system. You know? So that's why HIV and those antiviruses are so tricky. You know, really, you can't just fight against them, the classical war of vaccinology. You have to be smarter than that.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.